want to lose weight but struggle to stay committed to a meal plan because you constantly feel hungry? Does food provide you with comfort when you are bored, angry, lonely, or sad? If so, you are in the right place. My name is Kristen Jones, and I'm a life coach specializing in emotional eating and weight loss, and I'm also a lifelong emotional eater. I want to provide you with information, motivation, and support so you too can learn to manage your issues with food and develop a healthy relationship with yourself. Welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. My name is Kristen Jones, and thank you so much for joining me this week. So this podcast is being recorded on January 30th, 2024. And as I was just saying in my pre-show on my Facebook Live or in my profile, that January has been the most challenging month of my entire life. And I have had challenging times. My early 30s, I went through a pretty significant, I would call it a mental break, pretty significant depression and a break in my mental health that took a long time for me to crawl back from. But I did. And then in my mid-30s, my brother died. And I thought that possibly was the worst thing that I was ever going to be confronted with. And then, y'all, in the span of 16 days, I lost two very loved family members. One being my 34-year-old niece. If you follow me at all, you know that my niece was diagnosed in May with stage 4 lung cancer. And we almost lost her in June, but we got a blessed 6 extra months with her. And we had amazing, amazing times with her. And unfortunately, just if you know anything about cancer, and if you've had anyone battle cancer in your life, cancer is relentless. And she fought hard, but ultimately infections and different things ended up taking her life. And so she passed away on January 6th. And then a week ago yesterday, I lost my dad. And the two of them were very close. And it's my belief that my dad lost his will to live, that he just didn't have anything. He was having a hard time anyway, but he just didn't have anything to live for. And it was his time. It really was. And he passed on his own terms, just the way he always is. And I got to be there, and that was amazing. I got to be there with him, during his last moments here on earth. And he was surrounded by love with it from his family, and that was all good. And then 24 hours later, I tested positive for COVID. So that kind of threw me. And it turns out that 6 members of my family had COVID. So just for the record, that was not why my dad died, but it's been a hard, hard month. But in the process of this whole thing, what has come out of it is I have really done some, I've been listening to some people. I've been rediscovering some things that I've always believed, and things that I have always, just philosophies and things that I have always followed. And I've come up with some different things, that some new things and new beliefs and new, not new beliefs, but just resurrected beliefs that have really brought me to a very, very different place. And it made me realize how far off kind of my path I had streamed from. And so one of the things that I have realized is that goal achievement, trying to make any changes in your life, whether it be, you know, ending emotional eating, losing weight, starting a business, growing a business, doing any, finding a relationship, working on a relationship that's not working, ending a relationship, any of those things, any goal or a thing that we're working towards, there are three things that we have to have that I don't think very many people look at and very many people kind of have in their arsenal of like, oh, for instance, let's take weight loss. I'm gonna lose some weight. What do I need? Oh, okay, I need, this. I need a meal plan. I need an exercise routine. They're not thinking of the things that I'm gonna talk to you about today. So what we're gonna talk about is three things that you need to be doing on a daily basis when you are trying to achieve a goal that honestly you probably aren't doing. And so these three things, I think, are the nuts and bolts, and they're the underneath the deep seated things that you need to be doing that nobody's really talking about, but that absolutely will, if you do them with regularity and you do them with commitment, they will get you to what you want. They will get you to the goal that you're trying to achieve. So, what are these magical things? So, there's three of them. The first one is you have to claim your worth and you're deserving of said goal. If you want to change, if you want to stop emotional eating, if you want to lose weight, you have to believe in your heart of hearts that you deserve it, that you're worthy of it, and that you're going to achieve it. That's the first thing. Second one is you have to have a connection to some kind of higher power. I will tell you all, going through what I have gone through in the last month, if I didn't have a faith that there is someone else, something else running this crazy thing we call life, if I didn't have that belief, you wouldn't be seeing me because I wouldn't ever get out of bed because it has just been relentless. And even more so now than ever before, my faith is even stronger than it had, way stronger than it's ever been. And it's something that I'm much more willing to talk about because I've seen it firsthand and I've seen it happen. And I've just been so kindly guided in the direction of reconnecting with my own faith. So that's the second thing. And the third thing is you have to be absolutely certain in your heart that you know this is going to happen. You have to have that certainty before it happens. And that certainty has to be maintained the entire time. And this is, it's not easy. It's not easy work, but it is the game changer. These are the game changers that will get you exactly what you want in your life. So when it comes to the first thing, claiming your worth and your deserving, y'all, we wake up in the morning and we're deserving. But 99% of the population doesn't think that, doesn't feel that, doesn't believe it, is constantly telling themselves all the things they're doing wrong, all the things they don't have, all the things they're not good at. And that is what is destroying our ability to be able to even take a step forward. Because when you're constantly pulling yourself back by questioning and not truly in your heart believing that you deserve every bit of happiness, every bit of joy, anything you want in your life, you can have. But the first step is knowing that you deserve it. And the only person who can assure you that you deserve it is you. You have to keep telling yourself, you have to remind yourself every day, all day, that you are deserving and you will have what you are working towards. So, what are the steps that we need to do to remind ourselves? Because we can say that, but what does that actually look like? So, the first thing is to have some kind of motto or mantra. We talk about affirmations all the time. It could be an affirmation. Affirmation is another name for it, but a motto, a mantra, something that you say, five words that you string together that remind you that you were meant to do whatever. I am meant to help people. I am meant to help people overcome emotional eating. That I know with 100% certainty, 100%. And I remind myself of that every single day. That's what I'm meant to do. And I'm meant to have an amazing life. I'm meant to have a big, big life and to help a lot of people. And I just keep telling myself that. That's what I remind myself of every single day. So the first thing you have to decide, what is going to be my mantra? What's going to be my motto? My thing that I tell myself all day, every day, that I am meant to do what? I'm meant to achieve what? What is your thing? If you're on Facebook right now and you're on my personal profile, what is your thing? What is the thing that you are meant to have in your life? What is it? What are you meant to have? Write it in the comments. Second thing is you have to create a new belief system, about what you want your life to look like once you've achieved whatever this goal is. What do you want that to look like? And so that involves visualizing, that involves creating that mental picture, telling yourself what your beliefs are. What is my life going to look like when I achieve this thing, whatever it is? What is my life going to look like? How am I going to act? How am I going to feel? How am I going to interact with other people? How am I going to interact with myself? How am I going to hold myself? What does that look like? Create that visual in your mind and do it every single morning. Every single morning, tell yourself, visualize for yourself, walk yourself through, what does your life look like? Our minds are so powerful. And we are also, by doing that, we are sending that energy out. We're sending that energy out to our higher power, to whomever that higher power is, whatever that is. We're sending that out. And we're saying, this is what I want. This is what I believe. What I believe and know that I want, and this is what's coming to me. And we keep doing that. We keep putting out that positivity and that is in turn what we're going to get. Part of when I had COVID last week, and part of when I had COVID was I dove into I reacquainted myself with The Secret. The Secret is a if you've never read the book The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, it's also a documentary. It's from the early 2000s. You have to bypass the dated clothes and all that kind of stuff, but it's a great documentary, and it really is about the power of our minds, the power of our thoughts and our energy and our frequencies and what we do. And it's you know, so many people say, oh, it's so woo-woo. It's woo-woo, it's science, but it's science. It's science-based. What we put out is what we get back. And so you put out that vision of what you want in your life and how your life is going to look, and that's what you're going to get back. So I'm not going to tell you how long to do it, but you know, every day, sit, take a few moments and decide what your life is going to look like and what you want your life to be like and what's that looking like. And write it down, visualize it, whatever the case may be. Third thing is we have to, as a part of that, on the other side of doing all this positivity, we have to start monitoring what's our self-talk. What are those little thoughts that are creeping in? Now, 60,000 thoughts a day. 60,000, y'all. 60,000. That's a lot. It's a lot of thoughts. If you try to monitor all those thoughts, drive you crazy. It is not something that you're going to be able to monitor and you're going to be able to be in control of all the time. But if you can catch those thoughts, those ones that kind of sneak in, the ones that are really, they're just kind of, they just get in there and they're not serving your life. You remind yourself, no, that's not what we do. We don't do that anymore. That's not how we talk. That's not how we think. And then you change that thought and you alter that thought and you decide that, nope, that's not going to get me any closer to achieving what I want. But it's so easy when we start to go down that negative spiral. We've got to make sure that we rein ourselves back in and remind ourselves, this is what I want and this is what I'm going to achieve. And I am going to take control of getting that. So that's the first thing, is claiming our worth, reminding ourselves that we can have everything, and we can have everything that we want in our lives, but we don't get to just sit there and just hope that it's going to come, because hope isn't going to get you anywhere. You've got to actually do and put out and do the work to get yourself in the best possible position to attract those things towards you. All right, second thing. connecting with a higher power. Now, I'm not going to go into any religious kind of talk. I'm not going to talk anything about religion in general at all. But a higher power is what you interpret as a higher power. And I will be completely honest and say that I believe in God. I call it God. I pray to God. I do all the things. Some people call it universe. Some people call it spirit. Some people call it the divine. Some people call it whatever they want. I don't care what it is. I don't care. But if you don't have a belief that there is something beyond us here on this plane, on this earth, if you don't have that, this life gets pretty hard. And I will tell you, this life has gotten pretty hard for me. And I would not, again, I would not be sitting here if I did not have faith, if I did not have a belief in God and a belief that everything that's happened in my life and in this last 6 months was not supposed to happen. And I don't know why. I still don't know why some of those things happened. I don't know why we lost my niece. I have no idea. But I know that I certainly got to cherish and value life way more than I did 7 months ago. When it comes to that connection and knowing that we're not the only ones, that we don't have to go, we have to do these things alone. When it comes to, you know, and sometimes we think like, oh, well, I'm just trying to lose weight. Do I have to connect to my higher power about that? Well, yeah, if you want to be successful, yeah, you do. Because it goes along with knowing that you're not doing this alone. You don't have to have all the answers. We don't have to have all the answers. And most of the time, all the time, we don't have all the answers. We don't know how these things are going to go down. We don't know how our life is going to unfold. We don't know what's going to happen in the next 20 minutes. But when you believe and you know that there's something bigger than you, you can then turn that stuff over and be like, I don't have the answers, but I'm open to being coached. I'm open to being guided. I'm open to getting that suggestion and being led to what is it that I need to do. And so that is what I'm talking about. And so when it comes to a goal, like, you know, and I will say this because I have never, ever been as ever frustrated with my own self and my own actions as when I was knee deep in my emotional eating. Like, I didn't understand, like, what was, like, there was something wrong with me. What was going on? And at that time, I didn't have the sense of wherewithal to be like, maybe I should be asking for some guidance. Maybe I should be asking for some help. Maybe I don't have to do this all alone. So knowing that you have that direction and that person to turn, that thing to turn to, knowing that you have that is like, it's just that, it's that extra reinforcement that you can get through this, that you can do whatever it takes that you need to do. And you don't have to just forge ahead. You can ask for guidance and then you can step back. So how do you do that? Spend 5 minutes, 5 minutes every morning, just being quiet. And whether that's in gratitude, whether that's in prayer, whether that's in visualization, and you're putting out there what you want your life to look like, you're doing that. And then you're sitting in some silence to listen for some answers. The answers might not come right at that time, but they'll come. They will come. So being very clear about connecting and asking for that asking to be led, asking to be guided, that is what will give you that sense of peace, that when things start to get a little haywire, we don't go off in 50,000 directions. We don't just quit. We don't just decide that this is too hard. We decide that, oh, okay, I need some more help. But having that kind of that anchor is so important. And so one of the this was presented to me very, very clearly. My mom and I were the we were with my dad when he passed, and the last 2 hours were pretty tough. My dad's breathing was quite labored, and we were giving him, we were giving him medication to kind of calm things down, and it just wasn't, it just wasn't working. And I remember saying to my mom, like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why this is happening. Like, why, like when, can't this just be done? And I was in the room alone with my dad, and I prayed. And I just asked for the answers. Like, I don't know why. Like, I don't know why you're making, I just asked God, like, why are you letting this drag out? I don't understand. And about an hour later, I was in the room with my mom, and my dad was, he was still breathing. He was still alive. And I said, "Oh my gosh, mom, I get it. I understand now." And I said, if this hadn't gone on for as long as it had, my mom had some very wonderful conversations with my dad. My dad was unconscious, and she had some amazing conversations with him, and I got to hear her talking about their life together. And I said, "Mom, you wouldn't have gotten that. You would not have had that time with him if this had just happened like right away. Like if this just happened, like he stopped, just one day he stopped breathing. I said, you wouldn't have had this." And I said, "And I wouldn't have been here, because I'll tell you, I did not want to be there." And but my mom asked me to stay, and I'm glad she did. But if I if it hadn't been the length of time that it had been, I wouldn't have had that time. I wouldn't have been there. And I don't know how I would have felt. So, and I was so thankful afterwards. I was so grateful to like have that moment of clarity of like, oh, I get it now. I so understand. I get why this was supposed to happen this way. Did I like it in the moment? Heck no. But it was the way it was supposed to be. So having that connection and having that higher power to turn to, whatever that is for you, is just is so valuable and so vital. And I know, I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and I have always been a Christian, and I've always believed in God, and I've just never felt the desire to talk about it. But sometimes things happen, and they all happen for a reason, and that's why we're talking about today. So but that just is again, it's what needed to happen. All right. Moving on to our last thing, certainty. Kind of goes along with your knowing your worth. You have to absolutely know with 100% certainty that what you are going to achieve is going to happen. And you have to keep having that thought over and over, because the doubt and the questions and the gremlins and all of the times you failed, it's going to come back to you, and they're going to keep coming back, because your brain is going to keep pulling up exactly what you always think of. It's going to be like, oh, let's remind her of the time that she didn't do that. Let's remind her of the time she failed the test. Let's remind her of the time that she, somebody got mad at her and she lost her job. Whatever it is, your brain's going to remind you of that. But you've got to use your conscious mind to be like, nope, not doing it. Not, this is going to happen. And I am going to take the steps, all these three steps, and have that certainty with it, to know with 100% certainty that it's going to happen. It is going to happen, and I'm going to do everything that needs to be done to make it happen. And part of certainty is not, there's a difference between a want and a must-have. And a want is kind of, I'm going to hope that this is going to happen. I feel like, maybe it'll happen, or I'm going to, really try. No. We're going to must have. This is something I must have, and it must happen for me in my life. So that certainty, and that just takes repetition and reminding yourself of all the things we've already talked about, that you're worthy, that you deserve it, that you don't have to go it alone. that you have someone on, someone on your side. You have a higher power that has your back. You have the universe that has your back. You just have to call it into play. But knowing those things, and then in your heart, knowing with 100% certainty that you are going to achieve it, that is the three. That's the trifecta. That's the secret sauce that we need that most of us are not doing. Most of us are not trying to achieve this. We are not making this happen for ourselves. And that's where we're missing out. So again, claim your worth. Know that you deserve every amazing thing that you want to have in your life. Connect with your higher power on a daily basis and ask for guidance, ask for direction, share what you're concerned about, but know that your higher power has your back. And then third, remind yourself with 100% certainty who you are and that this will happen for you. No doubt, you will be able to get everything that you want to have in your life. You follow those three things. All right, y'all. Whew. That was an emotional one. All right. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so happy you all were here. And I appreciate more than anything you just giving me the platform to be able to share my ideas, my thoughts, and all of the things going on in this head of mine. So thank you so much. And I will see you all next week. All right. Take care.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you would like to learn how you can lose the weight you want and understand and manage your emotional eating, sign up for my free Stop Dieting 5-Step Guide. Just go to go.kristenjonescoaching.com/stop-dieting-guide to get your free copy.